the essence of all knowledge, intelligence, and wisdom can be captured in the phrase short moments many times. Open-hearted clarity, the solution to world cooperation and harmony. We have tried all manner of ways to bring about world cooperation and harmony. And there's a place at which we always get bogged down, and it's points of view. So we've tried so many different ways, such as, well, if everyone had the same points of view, that might work. And so that has been enforced in different ways in different cultures. There has been an attempt to enforce it. That hasn't worked. And so now we've gone pell-mell in the other direction to diversity of points of view. One set of points of view didn't work, so now we're going to try diversity of points of view. And what we see on the internet is a great example of that. We just see how many points of view there are. And they're all out there in public. They're not boxed up within each person. They're all out there for public display in the public domain. But this is kind of interesting because we can see on the internet that all of these points of view are within this unified field of information. They're all within the unified field of information. There isn't any way for them to get out of that unified field. That's just the way it is. And so it doesn't have to be one way or the other. No points of view or lots of points of view. The key is clarity. That is the key to cooperation. That is the key to harmony. It's the clarity that is the basis of all points of view. The points of view in and of themselves can't do their work powerfully and effectively unless they're fueled by obvious clarity. So this is the answer. It's the answer that's beyond extremes. The extremes of no points of view or pell-mell points of view. The key is the mental and emotional stability, the complete mental and emotional stability and uniformity of that throughout all of human culture. That is the key to cooperation and harmony. Within that great uniformity of mental and emotional stability, then everyone's strengths, gifts, and talents can thrive and be optimized. Otherwise, often we don't have the energy to even know what our strengths, gifts, and talents are because we're so wrapped up in points of view, trying to figure out what they mean and where we're going to go from here. Short moments of awareness are acknowledged as unending clarity. A short moment isn't a thing, like a discrete entity that's cut off from everything else. Short moments are acknowledgement of the continuum of unending clarity. In one single short moment of awareness is unending clarity. In the instinctive recognition of that, there is the realization that there is no destination to get to. At first, we may remember to rely on clarity only once in a while. That'll probably be the way it is. For most of us, we do not know that clarity is inherent. So we might say, oh, yeah, I was really clear that time, and I wish I could be like that again. And you see, so we don't even have a context of it being naturally present all the time. So once that's pointed out to us, that clarity is actually present all the time, naturally present, it's a great aha moment. Clarity isn't a once-in-a-while thing. It's always already the case, all the time. And we just haven't acknowledged it. So when we do begin to acknowledge it in the beginning, it might be that it isn't obvious and present to us all the time. That's okay. You know, for some people, they're introduced to clarity and then it is obvious all the time, but that's exceedingly rare. So for most people, short moments is the way to unending clarity being more and more obvious in every single here and now. And so dividing it up, clarity is one thing, and whatever's going on right now is another. That just slips from view. And the whole view opens up like endless sky. There isn't any more the locking in of the view inside the skin line. There's no sense of being locked in here. That is a learned idea, you see, that we're locked in here. All the while, our cognition is expansive. It's just that we've trained to see things in a different way. We tend to believe that our brain is the center of who we are, and that that's where we're located. Our consciousness, our sense of self is located there. That's simply incomplete knowledge. It's something we've learned. But once it's pointed out to us that we're not located only there, and that our awareness, which is clarity itself, is expansive like the vast sky, once that is completely confirmed, we don't think that way anymore. It's just obvious from then on. Zoom, what seemed to be locked right here, Zoom, it just isn't anymore. There's an instantaneous shift, right? But you can't really say how it happened or what happened. It's just really clear that that is the case. And soon it's recognized that that clarity is indestructible. It can never go anywhere. So no matter what's going on with us in our life, clarity is the place to take comfort, the refuge and resort. And more we learn that making good decisions, being skillful, having insight comes from that clarity. It doesn't come from trying to puzzle together a lot of different points of view. It comes from the pure view of clarity in which all points of view appear. It's that pure view that knows how to have mastery over all the points of view, arranging them appropriately for the greatest benefit of all. Initially, we remember a short moment of clarity, and then we forget. This is normal. However, we must not give up ever. Now, most things in life we try out and they're kind of a Band-Aid. We try them for a while, they don't really work, or the Band-Aid gets wet and it falls off. So we look for a new Band-Aid with ducks on it or SpongeBob or something. And we're looking for a better Band-Aid. Now, however, with short moments of clarity, we start to see that this is something we can really count on, that it's not going away, that it's permanently increasing, no matter how long we live. And, you know, that's very reassuring after never having had a solution, really, to well-being, isn't it? It's so reassuring. And so we don't want to give up, ever. We know that maybe for a while, when we're upset, we're rushing around trying to find the right points of view to solve the problem. But after a while, we know for sure that clarity is the only solution in the problem, and that by the power of relying on indestructible clarity, the insight of what to do and how to act will dawn perfectly clear, just like the sun rising at daybreak. When the sun rises at daybreak, boom, the whole landscape is brilliant and clear, multicolored, whereas just a flash instant ago, it was completely dark and monotone. And so you see, clarity is just like this. It opens up automatically. And permanently. When we return to clarity again and again, we realize that this is so. We're simply acknowledging things as they actually are. By the power of clarity itself, the instinctive recognition of clarity by itself becomes increasingly luminous. And so any kind of dullness or lethargy that we may have experienced in terms of our senses or the way we perceive life, it naturally brightens up. It brightens up a lot. Everything gets very luminous, very clear, very bright, shining from within, without any thinking about it. There's no one trying to make it happen. It's just the way it is. We must not give up, because these brief moments of the clarity of awareness, as momentary as they are in the beginning, are having a tremendous impact. In the beginning, it may not have seemed like a big deal, or maybe it did. However it was for you, the value of clarity increases no matter how long you live. Its obvious implicit value to you increases no matter how long you live. It can't be exhausted. And so you see, you don't reach any point of it being static or fixed in a certain way, because each here and now, even though it is unique and wondrous in its appearance, boom, 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 it is pervaded, saturated with complete equalness and evenness. And so you see, clarity allows everything to be as it is. Constant change, many colors, all kinds of shapes and forms, all pervaded by equalness and evenness, all pervaded by unchangingness. The unchanging pervades the changing, not separated out from one another, impossible to separate out from one another. No need to swing either way unchanging, I'm unchanging, or changing, changing, changing. Steady. Complete steadiness, no matter what the display may hold for you personally or everything else. The benefits may not be so obvious initially. The key point is to stay interested in clarity. Each person is naturally empowered, fully empowered by luminous clarity already. So it wouldn't be very kind to point out anything else. The friendship in everything is obvious. Everything is already befriended by clarity. And so to understand any point of view, it requires seeing everything from clarity. We must have this kind of resolve. I will never give up on short moments of clarity, repeated many times until it is continuous. Just that. Only you can know for sure whether it's continuous for you or not. Whether the obviousness of clarity is present all the time. Whether you're distracted or not distracted. Clarity in distraction, clarity in non-distraction. No matter what appears, no matter what it's called, its name is clarity. And so you see, there's no limitation on what you might think, what kind of emotions you might have, sensations, or other experiences, and what their names may be. It isn't dependent on any set of circumstances. This can be going on anywhere. But in this way, you could say it becomes a qualification for different things. Like it becomes a qualification for a job. If you want a leadership position, then you have to show evidence of complete clarity. Do you see what I'm saying? Or if you want to partner up with somebody, you're going to want to see what level of clarity they have, whether they're going to want to sit around and talk about points of view all the time or they're committed to clarity. So the basis of relationship becomes very simple. You know how you want to spend your life, and then you can spend your life that way. It is as powerful and simple as that. Each short moment of clarity acknowledged by each person in the world creates a great storehouse of clarity that gets more and more powerful spreading throughout the world. Can't you just feel it? It really is the case. It's like all the dreams of the Rainbow Family and the Grateful Dead and Power to the People and everything else we've dreamt. Burning Man, it's more real than anything. You know, it's more real than anything, and it's right here. It's not just some pipe dream or get-together once a year. It's the real, living, breathing reality of every here and now. The great storehouse, the great treasure trove of clarity. You know, do you know what Fort Knox is? That's where in America keeps a lot of its gold reserve there at Fort Knox. And maybe there's nothing in there, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how they work it out. There's a lot of gold in there, but still we're trillions of dollars in debt. By the power of clarity, we can see through all these issues. We can see how to resolve all the problems, no matter what they are. And even though there may be great riches in Fort Knox or other places that have great reserves of treasure, There is no storehouse that is more of a treasure trove than that of clarity. That's where our power to survive as a species comes in, and our power to thrive. It is in the power of clarity, that innate power of clarity that is confirmed for you in every single here and now. Short moments, the balanced view. The balanced view now. The balanced view is the view of clarity. Why is it balanced? All points of view are included and contained within it. From the vantage of the pure, clear view of awareness, there are only pure, clear points of view. Very simple. Very straightforward. That is the balanced view. From that balanced view of total clarity, you can see just how to arrange all the points of view, whatever they are, so that they're of benefit to all. Arranging all the phenomena the way a child would arrange toys in a sandbox, so they're of the greatest benefit to all. Without the balanced view of clarity, it's impossible to see that, because we're too wrapped up in the little projects, the plans and actions, whatever they are. Clarity is extremely enjoyable in that way and empowering, because there is so much possibility, so much potential, so much beneficial nature. That's just the very nature of the balanced view. Total enjoyment. Total plenty, total benefit. Well, yes, you might say, but isn't clarity really separate from thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences? Have any of you ever thought that? Raise your hand. Yeah, probably, huh? But even if we've heard that it isn't separate, unless we get it, instinctively, there's always some doubt. In instinctive recognition, there is no longer any doubt about the presence of clarity. No doubt or confusion about it whatsoever. Because we instinctively recognize that clarity is always present, even in doubt and confusion. Everywhere. It's clarity that is predominant. Only from the point of view of incomplete knowledge is there an apparent separateness. From the vantage of clarity, there is no separateness at all. Incomplete knowledge asserts that phenomena have a nature of their own, that each phenomenon has its own independent nature, and that it evolved in some way through its own self-generation or through co-independent origination. By the power of clarity, we see that no phenomena whatsoever can be found to have an independent nature. So right away, everything is cleared up. To say that everything is empty, doesn't have an independent nature, pure, whatever it is, that remains within an intellectual framework until we are really directly introduced to clarity. Then the meaning itself of these words starts to dawn without even thinking about them. It becomes clear experientially that points of view are pure. There's no question about it whatsoever. This is what instinctive recognition is. And so we can't figure it out intellectually. we can do agree to a degree. We can say, oh, sure, I can see that points of view aren't separate from clarity. I can see that points of view don't have an independent nature. They're not independent of the view. It's good to have that intellectual understanding just based on pure logic. However, in the empirical evidence of our own experience, we need to instinctively recognize that that is the case. And so this is the importance of these written teachings that give a proper introduction to instinctive recognition of clarity. With only an intellectual understanding, you'll always be a degree off. Do you see what I'm saying? Say there are 360 degrees in a circle. You can have the most fantastic intellectual understanding in the world, memorized every great treatise and tantra and everything else there might be. Know them from bottom to top, every single word, photographic memory, and still be 359 degrees. And so you see, the instinctive recognition is absolutely key. Then everything clicks. Everything clicks. Then the intellectual understanding opens up completely into instinctive recognition. And so sometimes it might be that, hey, some of the times it's 360 degrees and other times it seems like nothing. But more and more, it'll be absolutely clear all the time. That's just the way it is. On the account of the converging of the power of your aspiration for clarity with the power of clarity itself, a lucky meeting takes place. The ultimate desire is that desire for completely pure self-knowledge. That's the ultimate desire. It's an aspiration to know how things actually are, to be in perfect accord with the way things actually are. When that aspiration comes together with the power of clarity itself, the actual introduction to clarity, a lucky meeting takes place. It's a meeting that is beyond words. A very spacious meeting, wide open. This meeting takes place naturally in the same way that the sun and moon meet when a full moon shines due to the meeting with the light of the sun. Moonlight, ever wonder where that came from? A completely natural, wide-open meeting that can't be contrived. Your aspiration for clarity, meeting with the power of clarity. Another excellent illustration for clarity existing within all of our thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences is one of butter existing in cream. Butter exists in cream from the beginning. It just isn't obvious. There are all those little butter globules pervading the entirety of cream. And when the cream is churned, then the butter becomes obvious. It starts to bind with the other parts of the cream. So too, short moments are related to unending clarity in the same way that churning cream is related to the result of butter. By the power of short moments, unending clarity becomes increasingly obvious. By the power of churning cream, butter becomes increasingly obvious. How many here have ever churned butter? Tried for whipped cream, ended up with butter. That's what I did. Just as churning cream cannot fail to produce butter, short moments of clarity always highlight the unending clarity that is evident in the here and now. Just this short moments, very, very powerful, very, very crucial. The essence of everything summed up in that phrase. In churning butter, the cream thickens gradually, becoming increasingly obvious. At first, it may seem like nothing is happening. Even if you've just made whipped cream and not gone for the butter, at first it seems like there's nothing happening. But then, wow, very soon, ever so gradually, it starts to thicken. Even though at first it seems like nothing's happening, very quickly the value of the churning is seen. However, with persistence, the cream develops a buttery texture and then butter itself appears. We can count on this without fail. And our result of butter cannot be reversed back into cream. Just so with short moments. We can count on this without fail. And by the power of your own experience with short moments, that qualifies you to share that experience with someone else. It's very convincing. Short moments can't be reversed. So once you're introduced to clarity, that's it. It can't be undone. It can't be unintroduced. You will always have that introduction to clarity, even if you never acknowledge it again. By the power of its acknowledgement, it becomes obvious. The cream is pervaded by butter. This becomes evident through churning. Likewise, we can count on short moments of clarity repeated again and again. It spontaneously becomes continuous clarity in all situations. We find irreversible clarity at all times. By the power of short moments, we begin to discover more and more a sense of clarity that fills us with soothing, powerful energy. We probably didn't even know that was possible, to be filled with powerful, soothing energy all the time. And so, you know, when we do realize suddenly that we're filled with powerful, soothing energy all the time, we don't even know how it happened. We can't really attribute it to short moments. It's something much bigger than that. But somehow it's condensed in that total open clarity of the here and now. There's nothing to figure out. The demonstration and result, that's all. You know, all the talking about it, gabbing, philosophical ideas, all of that, well, that's great. But unless there is the demonstration and result in your own life, then it's worthless, really. So the demonstration and the result are as obvious and evident as the here and now. That's where the demonstration and result is located, both the here and now, not anywhere else. By carrying on with short moments, whenever we remember to do so, the moments naturally begin to last longer. As the moments of clarity grow longer, we find that our mind and body are functioning more easily. No matter what's going on, we may still have all the same emotions, many of the same thoughts initially, and sensations and so forth, but it's all functioning more easily. We're not so obsessed with every tiny little sensation. Oh, my back. or whatever it might be. Instead, everything rolls along in an even flow. If we need to take some kind of action about our body or whatever, we take it from clarity. We just know how to proceed. We know what to do and how to act. We know we don't have to get all wrapped up in whatever is going on. We find that freedom from disturbance is in disturbance. That's where it is. Freedom from disturbance is in disturbance. Just like non-distraction is in distraction. That's where it is. But most of the time, we're looking for non-distraction somewhere else. It's in distraction. We begin to notice a soothing quality in our daily life and increasing beneficial energy. Just a soothing quality that first we notice it just in those short moments, the soothing quality. And we may not even think about it as beneficial energy because we don't have enough experience with it yet. But eventually we see that in every moment of the here and now, there is increasing beneficial energy. Never underestimate the power of this simple practice. It is the most powerful force on earth. Exclamation point.